certain information contrary to Section 4, Subsection 1 of the State Security Act, Chapter 111 of the Laws of Zambia. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilawi says that it is alleged that on the May of 24th, 2026, between 16 and 18 hours in New Kasama, Lusaka, Mr. Chungu disclosed the public information entrusted to him in confidence, which he had accessed by virtue of holding office under the government of the Republic of Zambia. Mr. Chilawi says Mr. Chungu remains in police custody and the investigations into the matter are ongoing. He adds that Zambia Police Service will continue to provide updates to the public as investigations progress.
The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka has recorded a warning and caution statement from Mr. Xavier Chungu for the offense of communication of certain information contrary to Section 4.1 of the State Security Act, Chapter 111 of the Laws of Zambia. It is alleged that on May 24, 2026, between 16 and 18 hours in New Kasama, Lusaka, Mr. Chungu disclosed to the public information entrusted to him in confidence, to which he had access by virtue of his position as a person who held office under the government of the Republic of Zambia. Mr. Chungu remains in police custody and investigations into the matter are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service will continue to provide updates to the public as investigation progresses.
The South African Supreme Court of Appeal judge has reserved their judgment to a later date in the ongoing legal battle of the remains of former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. The court says that the matter will be handled agently, noting that it is now approaching 1 year since the death of Zambia's sixth Republican president. During proceedings in Braamfontein, lawyers representing the Zambian government told the court that the burial preparations had already been made and the public was waiting for the former president to be laid to rest. The Supreme Court of Appeal also questioned whether it was former President Edgar Lungu himself or his widow who requested a private burial. Meanwhile, the family lawyer Tembeka maintained that the Lungu family does not want President Alain Ndayishimiye to speak or be involved in the funeral program. He further argued that there was no agreement between the government and the Lungu family regarding a church service for the former head of state. And in its observation, the South African Supreme Court of Appeal stated that where the principle of Ubuntu applies, the interests and wishes of the grieving family regarding the burial of their loved one must be given primary consideration. Judgment in the matter is expected to be delivered on a later date.
For the comprehensive aid and authorities, the bundles of authorities that have presided also were very helpful to, and also in the manner in which the matter was argued. We appreciate the fact that the matter remains urgent despite the fact that it's almost a year now since the president, former president has passed away. But there are important issues involved in this matter and we need to give proper consideration to those and to the submissions and arguments that were advanced today. But having said that, we realize and appreciate that there is a need for us to hand down our judgment urgently and as soon as reasonably possible. So you can rest assured that that is what we are going to do.
The 2026 general elections candidate of the Socialist Party, President Freddy Memande's running mate, Dolly Kabanda, has been challenged in the Constitutional Court. The petitioners in the matter are a consortium of civil society organizations for good governance and constitutionalism and the civil liberties activist Isaac Mwanza. The consortium of civil society organizations for good governance and constitutionalism and Mr. Mwanza have claimed that Dr. Membe's running mate Dolly Kabanda does not possess the grade 12 certificate as prescribed by the Constitution. The petitioners have cited Article 100 of the Constitution. They have contended that the Cambridge OCR General Secondary School certificate obtained by Ms. Banda in 1978 is not equivalent to Zambia's grade 12 school certificate. They are asking a court order that Dr. Membe and Ms. Banda must be disqualified from contesting the 2026 general elections. The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism, Mr. Mwanza, have argued that Ms. Banda's academic qualification have a bearing on Dr. Membe. The petitioners have relied on the constitutional provisions that the presidential candidacy is binary and joint in nature. They have sued the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and the Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha as respondents in the matter. Director of Planning at the Ministry of Infrastructure and Urban Development, Richard Banda, says that government remains committed to increasing access to decent and affordable housing through Only Young campaign. Dr. Banda says that the initiative being implemented in partnership with Zambia National Building Society is aimed at supporting many young people and families to access affordable housing across the country. He says that housing is a basic human right and plays a critical role in improving people's health and overall well-being. Dr. Banda explains that people living in decent housing conditions are more likely to experience better health outcomes, adding that government is determined to improve living standards through continued investment in the housing sector. He says that government under the leadership of President Alain Ndayishimiye has continued to invest in infrastructure development through partnerships with the private sector.
So, increasing access to affordable and decent housing, and this is our promise as government to deliver in partnership with all our partners. As you may all be aware, government has continued to invest in infrastructure through public-private partnerships, and under the leadership of His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilemu.
And now, business news.
Ecobank Zambia strengthened collaboration between academia and industry after hosting students from Institute of Internal Auditors, IIA, students chapter at the Copperbelt University for an educational industry tour at the bank's head office in Lusaka. The initiative aimed at providing students with practical exposure to internal auditing, corporate governance, risk management, and compliance operations within the banking sector. During the tour, students received presentations from Ecobank's finance compliance, internal control, and internal auditor departments, where they were taken through a real-life banking operations and the governance systems. And speaking during the event, Ecobank Zambia Head of Marketing and Corporate Communications, Glenda Kamalata, said that technical tours are important in bridging the gap between classroom theory and professional practice. Ms. Kamalata said the initiative demonstrates the bank's commitment to investing in future professionals and strengthening stakeholder engagement between academia and industry. And speaking on behalf of the Students Institute Internal of Auditors, Student Chapter President Blessing Skalengo Shilo thanked Ecobank for the opportunity, saying the experience that deepened students' understanding of internal audit practices and corporate governance. The event also highlighted Ecobank's continued commitment towards youth empowerment, professional development, and contributing to Zambia's economic growth. We'll take a break. We do have more news after that.
Advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio, again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
8 students alleged to have been involved in a suspected arson attack at Kenyan girls' school that killed 16 pupils have been arrested, police say. The fire in the early hours of Thursday morning at the Otomishi Girls Academy in Gilgil, about 120 kilometers, 77 miles northwest of capital city Nairobi, tore through the upper floor of the dormitory, which had 135 bunk beds. After interviews with students and staff and a forensic review of CCTV footage, 8 pupils at the school were identified as persons of interest in connection with the planning and execution of the fire, the National Police Service said in a statement. Investigations are continuing into the exact cause of the blaze. For more on this and other stories, here's the BBC.
Kenyan police have arrested 8 students on suspicion of arson over a fire at a girls' boarding school on Thursday. 16 children were killed and dozens were injured in the blaze. The former head of the Chinese temple, known as the birthplace of Kung Fu, has been sentenced to 24 years in jail after being convicted of corruption. Xie Yongshin had a fleet of luxury cars and fathered children with several women. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says IDF forces have expanded their ground operations in Lebanon and crossed the Litani River. There's been an increase in Israeli attacks on the Iran-backed Hezbollah, but many Lebanese civilians have died. The military authorities in Burkina Faso have shut down the biggest Sunni mosque in the capital, Ouagadougou, following the arrest of its prominent preacher. Mohamed Issac Kindo was detained after criticizing a draft law on religious freedoms. The European Union has agreed to release billions of dollars worth of EU funding for Hungary that had been frozen under the previous government of Viktor Orban. The Commission President praised the new administration's progress on reforms.